This is Passport to Texas. This summer, as many Americans take their annual vacations, many will travel within the Lone Star State to reconnect with nature and see wildlife.
Hunting, fishing, bird watching, visiting parks. The data that we see from on the national level shows that nature-related vacations is definitely growing.
Linda Campbell oversees the Private Lands Program at Parks and Wildlife. Most vacationers would rather see wildlife drinking at a pond than tourists sipping umbrella drinks at a hotel pool. And landowners are recognizing this as an economic opportunity.
Most landowners are motivated by the fact that they'd like to diversify income on their property. Many are already involved in wildlife recreation in other forms, you know, offering hunting recreation on their property. And so this is just a short step to looking at a different audience.
Trail-based activities such as hiking, bicycling, and horseback riding are three of the most popular activities Texans partake in close to home or away on vacation. Photography and wildlife viewing are also high on that list. Coming up on tomorrow's show, making nature tourism your business.
We do provide technical assistance to landowners and to communities that are interested in making nature-based tourism part of their overall economic development.
Find ecotourism opportunities in the calendar section of the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to restore wildlife habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.